Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, over in Germany, where Chancellor Angela Merkel has been a champion of the euro since its creation and is willing to sacrifice all of the German people's wealth to keep this single currency propped up, inevitably, a backlash was going to happen. And we're hearing now that there's a brand new political party starting to form in Germany. Apparently, it's hugely popular. And it's the anti-euro political party. And they are forming together for the sole aim of getting the country out of the euro and the European Union before this rising economic burden that Germans are being forced to pay triggers a collapse inside Germany itself. Now, remember, up until recently, Germany and France were carrying the brunt of trying to prop up these other European nations from this Ponzi scheme, European Central Bank. And France has recently been driven into recession. Their usurious tax rates have driven many of the highest earners to seek new homes in tax-friendlier climes. And so France is out of the picture. They have no more to contribute to this, and the burden has fallen on Germany. And there are financial experts saying that unless there is a major change, Germany will sink into recession by this autumn. A major one. And again, it's all that 11th marble thinking by the private central banks. When the European Union was formed, that may have been a good idea, but they had a built-in self-destruct mechanism with that European Central Bank issuing the euro as a loan at interest. No nation, no union can survive such a bank for very long. We've had three of them in this country, all three have driven the nation to the edge of collapse. The first two had to be shut down, which resulted in wars and assassination attempts. Now we're in the grip of the third one. This is the 100th year of this pyramid scheme. And look what it has done to what used to be the greatest nation on earth. So the people of Germany are wising up. They're learning from the mistakes the Americans made. And they're forming a political party for no other purpose than to get Germany out of the European Union, to get it out of the euro. When Germany leaves the euro, the rest of the eurozone is going to collapse, and we're back to those credit default swaps coming due that Wall Street sold against Europe's debt. And they're already laying the legal groundwork to dump those losses on you, to take your savings accounts. And just a reminder, just because something is the letter of the law doesn't make it right. Everything that Nazi Germany did in World War II was the letter of the law. We know it wasn't the right thing, or we wouldn't have declared war on them. We know that just because Obama is out there saying that torturing these detainees is the letter of the law, we know it's not the right thing to be doing. So when the bankers stand up and say, I have a law that says I can take your savings account, or I can take your home without necessarily having the title or the note to it, that's the law, you just have to sit there and take it. No, you don't. All Americans are obligated to obey laws that serve the community and the nation. But nobody is obligated to follow a bad law. There is even a United States Supreme Court decision, Marburg versus Madison, that stated laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. We're going to come back to that a little bit later because the gun grabbers are having a field day right now with their laws. We're going to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're getting word that there has been either an explosion or some explosions at the Boston Marathon. No word yet if somebody blew up part of the kitchen or if this is a terror attack by those dastardly North Korean, Iranian, Russian, Chinese, Al-Qaeda, whatever. So, but they're making a big deal about it. This is their news. You know, corporate media. If it bleeds, it leads. If it thinks, it stinks. Now then, down in South America, Hugo Chavez's appointed heir, Nicolas Maduro, narrowly squeaked by a victory against challenger Henrique Capriles. And Capriles, of course, as he said he was going to do, is not accepting the official results. He wants a recount. They're screaming vote fraud, vote fraud, vote fraud, considering that the earlier polls showed a virtual landslide for Maduro. I agree, this almost 50-50 split in the vote shows that there was likely election fraud, but by Capriles. And now we are hearing, as they said last week they were going to do. They are not going to accept the final election results. They're going to be screaming fraud. They're going to be trying to foment a civil unrest and try and create the illusion of a popular uprising against the evils of Hugo Chavez. So the United States is now justified coming in with a humanitarian intervention. This is a repeat of what they tried to do in Iran back in 2009. try and create the illusion of popular unhappiness with that gosh darn Hugo Chavez legacy that believed in reasonable wages and salaries for the people and public ownership of all the infrastructure and all those things that the banksters hate so much. So Venezuela is back in play, even though the election is over, and it was a very, very narrow victory, suspiciously narrow given those pre-election polls that showed a huge lead for Maduro. Meanwhile, over the weekend, we were seeing Maduro's Twitter account and his official campaign sites hacked by Lulzsec. And I guess that tells us who this Lulzsec is working for. And they were basically trying to cut off any independent reporting coming out of Venezuela during the election. And I think they were really genuinely hoping that the election was going to succeed in being stolen. And now that they failed in that, it's the next step, inevitably, is let's create the illusion of a public uprising and then send in humanitarian aid and support for those freedom fighters, which is the same thing they're doing in Syria right now. Meanwhile, we're hearing the Department of Homeland Security, I guess they got to be doing something with that new $3.9 billion headquarters they're building. They're actively collecting information on all gun owners across the United States of America, and apparently the state governments are cooperating, even though it is in violation of many of the state's privacy laws. And what really got people looking at this was up in New York, where under the new draconian gun ban they have there, they're starting to go out and find reasons to confiscate guns from individuals. And it looks to me like this is a stealth gun grab. They're not going to stand up there and say, give us your guns and give us your gold, because that would trigger a violent uprising. So they're trying to do it by stealth and trickery. Crush gold prices, scare people into selling their gold, buy it up at pennies on the dollar, and it basically amounts to the same thing. And they started going after gun owners who are on prescription antidepressants, which means they know that is a part of the problem. And next, it'll be people who are behind on city taxes and fees. They're basically looking for excuses. They're already talking about taking away guns from returning veterans from the war zone. And so instead of trying to grab all the guns at once, they're going to do it a piece at a time and hope that gun owners don't recognize that's what's going on. It's a stealth gun grab. And we are finding out that these various state governments are cooperating with the Department of Homeland Security, which is kind of weird, because you would think it's the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms that is supposed to be at the point of this kind of data collection. But it's been taken over by the Department of Homeland Security, the new Gestapo, the new SS, whatever you want to call them here. We are getting accusations that up in New York, this scheme by the Department of Homeland Security and Cuomo is an attempt to basically circumvent the Fourth Amendment, because all of this collecting of information on gun owners is a violation of the Fourth Amendment prohibition against unreasonable search and seizure. They're supposed to have a warrant describing the place to be searched and the items to be seized, and they're operating without these. I don't care what laws they pass, and again, this is an example of just because they say something is the law doesn't mean it's right. They're going out to people and say, give us your guns. Really? Where's your warrant? We don't need a warrant. You are on prescription Zoloft. Give us your gun. That may backflash if they go up to a gun owner who's like been off his meds for a few days. Now they're trying to back off taking the guns from these people on prescription antidepressants and say it was just a mistake. They didn't realize it was going to go that viral. Over at CNN, apparently last week, they had on Starting Point, they had anchors John Berman and Christine Roman hosting Senator Joe Manchin, who's one of the two senators responsible for the compromise legislation on background checks. Very disgraceful segment where Senator Manchin basically thanked CNN for their support of the pro-gun agenda. Now, an interesting story has come from Senator Mark Kirk. He's basically coming out and saying that this bipartisan gun deal that has been arrived at last week was not the result of careful deliberation within the halls of Congress, but was the result of these parties out on people's boats. He's calling them booze and boat parties. Just got everybody drunk and had a good time. Lots of women or young boys on the boat, and basically said, come on, vote for this thing, and just schmoozed them into the deal without really thinking about its merits. And a lot of that goes on in Washington. I understand that. But it again shows the recklessness and desperation of the gun grabbers. They don't care if it's legal or not. They just want to get the guns, because they understand things are going to be very, very unhappy with the American people, especially as they try and grab more of the people's wealth. And they're trying to do it covertly. They're not standing up and saying, turn in your gold the way Roosevelt did. They're doing it with this gold price smash to trick you into selling your gold on the cheap. Don't fall for it. If you've wanted to buy silver and gold, now's a good time to do it, now that they've artificially suppressed the price. If you have physical gold and silver, hang on to it. It will go back up eventually. But we're seeing all these words, you know, panic. They're talking about the panic. There's a panic sell-off. There isn't a panic sell-off. They're trying to create one to stampede everybody down to their little gold dealer. Sell, 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 because they're going to buy, buy, buy. Getting back to the gun grabbers, you want to know desperation on the cusp of madness? They have brought out Adam Gadon, the American Al-Qaeda, to make the case for gun control. Now, for those of you who don't know about Adam Gadon, he's been billed for years as the American Al-Qaeda. He's their media maven. He makes all these videos that are waved all over the corporate media to scare us all about scary Al-Qaeda. And by the way, Adam Gadon is not his real name. His real name is Adam Perlman. He's the grandson of a member of the board of directors of the ADL. He has been outed numerous times for being a complete fraud. And now they're going to recycle him and say, yes, Adam Gadon is out there making the case for gun control. That's a bit of a reach, but as I said before, this displays a certain degree of desperation on the cusp of madness. More and more gun manufacturers are leaving Connecticut after their draconian gun law there. They're heading down to more gun-friendly places like Texas. And Bristol-based PTR says they're getting ready to leave. Stag Arms is getting ready to leave. They're all heading out of there and taking their jobs with them, and the governor of Connecticut says, we don't want your jobs anyway. The people of Connecticut are saying, yeah, we want jobs. What is wrong with you? Driving business away at a time like this. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the gun grabbers are celebrating the fact that the United States Supreme Court is refusing to hear a legal challenge to the New York gun law, to whether or not it's a violation of the Second Amendment. And this is a way that some very bad laws are allowed to stand on the books. There'll be a constitutional challenge that goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court simply says, we refuse to hear the case. We will let the lower court rulings or the law just stand as it is. But there is a little bit of a wrinkle, because as I mentioned before, there is a prior United States Supreme Court decision, Marburg versus Madison, that stated laws repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. And so by simply refusing to hear this challenge to the New York gun law does not mean this New York gun law is constitutional or even ought to be obeyed. Because under Marburg versus Madison, because it is so repugnant to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, it is the New York gun law is technically, under that Supreme Court decision, already null and void. Of course, we're dealing with a government that doesn't obey the law any longer. Obeisance to the law and the Constitution, those are subordinate to protecting the bankers and grabbing the wealth. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're following up on these reported explosions at the Boston Marathon near the finish line. Two explosions reported. They're showing video all over the place. This obviously reeks of a false flag staged incident. The only question now is who's going to get framed for it? We need to remind Americans there's a terrorist threat. Remember that wonderful speech by John Hurt at the end of V for Vendetta? We have to remind them why they need us. Classic case here. Now, let's just hypothetically say that you are a North Korean or an Iranian, and you're very unhappy with the United States of America. Why would you blow up the Boston Marathon? Bunch of people running by in their little shorts, tight clothing. What do you gain by that? The only thing that you gain is publicity. This is set up to make news. The news is already there covering the Boston Marathon. Let's set off a bomb. Guaranteed coverage. By its very placement there at the Boston Marathon near the finish line where all the TV cameras already are, this is intended to attract attention and generate news coverage. This is a fraud. This is another staged false flag terror attack. The only question is, who is going to get framed for it? It's those gosh darn North Korean, Iranian, Cuban, Al-Qaeda, whatever. They'll try and rope everybody in on this thing. My goodness. Does look like it was a moderate-sized explosion from the volume of smoke. May have been a black powder bomb. I'm just guessing on that one. But they are saying that six people were hurt from flying debris. No deaths reported yet. Apparently, the hotel that serves as the headquarters for the Boston Marathon is now on a complete lockdown, even though the bombs took place elsewhere. Going to lock down the hotel on that. So basically, this seems to be our staged terror event du jour. And as I said, the only question in my mind is, who are they going to frame for it? Who gets the blame? Or is this another one of these numerous FBI sting operations that got out of control and the terror attack actually happened? Wouldn't that be an embarrassment for the FBI? So, and again, like I said, if there was a real disgruntled terrorist out there, a real North Korean, a real Iranian, a real Afghani, a real Iraqi, a real, pick one from any of the dozen nations the United States has invaded and conquered so far, and they wanted to cause harm to the United States government, to exact revenge for the invasion of their country, for the drone strikes that are killing 50 innocent people for every one suspected target, why would they pick the Boston Marathon? And the answer is they wouldn't. This is intended to generate headlines. Boston Marathon, finish line, plenty of news cameras already there, ready to go. It's an attention getter. Meanwhile, over at the New York Times, they're out there. And by the way, here we are, Monday. North Korea hasn't fired any missiles, test or otherwise. Nobody's been nuked. And they're still trying to raise on that busted flush. The New York Times over the weekend is saying it's time to bomb North Korea before it's too late. They're a danger. North Korea is a dire danger to the United States of America. Doesn't the United States of America have this nuclear deterrent? All of these SSBN, nuclear-guided ballistic missiles, submarines, cruise missiles, Minuteman missiles in their silos out there in the Midwest, B-52s, B-1s, B-2s. Don't we have all of that to discourage people from attacking us? And if it doesn't work, if it's not a deterrent, let's sell all that hardware and use the money to pay back some of these ridiculous loans the government took out. The New York Times is out there still selling the idea that North Korea is a threat to us. No, they aren't. They're the stepping stone for war with China, because China's gold-backed yuan is the real threat. They're making all these deals with countries to drop the U.S. dollar in trade between each other. That's the real threat. Now, the United States and Japan are offering new nuclear talks with North Korea. And they're trying to make it sound like this is a perfectly reasonable thing to do, that we will drop the sanctions and drop our saber rattling if North Korea will give up its nuclear weapons. And we know how well that approach has worked with Iran. Now, North Korea has issued a counter statement saying that we are ready to develop relations and ensure stability with our neighbors as a responsible nuclear state. In other words, North Korea's position is, we don't want to be upset with anybody, but we're going to hang on to our nuclear weapons. Because North Korea has seen that the United States only invades countries that don't have nuclear weapons. And this is where the U.S. history of invading nations that don't have nuclear weapons is going to come back to haunt them. And North Korea's prime beef is the fact that the United States, the only nation to actually use nuclear weapons of mass destruction on the civilians of another country, has nuclear weapons stationed around North Korea, with which they have been threatening them. So the New York Times is out there saying, oh, we've got to do whatever. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back, keeping an eye on this thing at the Boston Marathon. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, they'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And, of course, the big news of the day on the corporate media are the two explosions at the Boston Marathon, now getting a report of a potential third device that they're looking into. Over on Twitter, somebody posted a picture of the aftermath of the first explosion that caught the second explosion in progress. And looking at this, these are low-brissive explosions. Low velocity, no shockwave. And again, quite probably going to look like they're homemade. And we're looking, as far as I can see, there's two possibilities. One is, this is a false flag attack to remind America that there's a terrorist threat and to do what the TSA tells you. Or second, this may have been one of the many FBI entrapments, and only this one got out of control and the Terror Act actually went forward. So, but again, not for a second am I going to buy that this is Iran or North Korea or anything at all like that. This is classic false flag. The only reason to target the Boston Marathon is for the publicity value. The Boston Marathon is not strategically important to the U.S. government. The Boston Marathon is not important to the banksters at Wall Street. It's a throwaway. It's just a bunch of runners and health nuts. We can blow up a whole bunch of those and not really affect the country. But it makes for good press. So, going to be keeping an eye on that. And again, the big question is, who's going to get framed for this? Who's going to get framed? Yeah, I'm getting emails from people saying, yeah, a false flag just happened in Boston. And we'll be keeping a look at that. Now, over in Syria, maybe they'll blame Syria. We know how Syria feels about marathon runners. Marathon reminds them of Greece, and they hate the Greeks, so that's why they're going to go to Boston and blow up the marathon, or whatever linkage they're going to try and create from this thing. But this is clearly it's a false flag. Now, over at English Fars News, they're reporting the leaders of the hired mercenary armies in Syria have admitted they are receiving vast amounts of money and arms from foreign sides, other countries. And that they are being given the money and the weapons specifically to carry out acts of sabotage intended to undermine the Syrian government. Now, as a corollary to that, the United States is out there proclaiming that they lead the world in humanitarian assistance to Syria. That the United States all by itself shoulders 25% of the global aid to Syria. And we have seen before how so-called humanitarian aid turns out to be bombs, bullets, weapons, things like that. France's media has now admitted that the so-called Syrian opposition is Al-Qaeda. Islamic jihadists, who, if they succeed in taking over Syria, are not going to be friendly to the United States at all. Of course, we understand what the United States game is. They're going to let these jihadists do the lion's share of the work, and then at the last second, they're going to throw a puppet government in place, saying, you know, thanks a lot for all that you did for overthrowing Assad, but we've decided we're going to put this other government in there. And then there'll be a real revolution, because all those people who overthrew the Syrian government are going to set about overthrowing the new puppet U.S.-backed regime. I don't know who in Washington, D.C. is planning these things out, but they don't seem able to think much further ahead than the next news bite. And that's a very lousy way to be running a strategic campaign. Syria has denied the British claim that traces of chemical weapons were found that go back to Assad's government. This has been the, you know, like Saddam's nuclear weapons, Syria's chemical weapons, just more of the lies that they used to sell you these wars. And when I read this story where the Britain is claiming to have found a sample of soil with prohibited chemical weapons on it and somehow magically knew that it had to be Syria's government and not the hired mercenaries, reminded me very much back during the Clinton administration. You remember that whole Monica Lewinsky blue dress thing? And Monica Lewinsky finally got her chance to testify in congressional hearings about all the little dirty things that have been going on in the Oval Office. And when Monica Lewinsky was done testifying, she walked out of the hearing room expecting a phalanx of news reporters to ask her to elaborate on what had been going on between her and Bill Clinton. Not that anybody was particularly interested, but she walked out onto the steps and they were completely empty because while she was inside, Bill Clinton decided to haul off and attack a suspected biological weapons factory in Sudan. And they sent in the cruise missiles to flatten the place, and Clinton insisted he had to attack that facility right then and there, stealing Monica's media thunder, because a test of a soil sample from the grounds revealed chemicals that indicated weapons development. Now, it later turned out the factory produced civilian medical products like aspirin. It was on a paved lot in a paved section of town, and the soil sample was taken from a planter of roses, which were, like cultivated roses anywhere, dusted with the usual products to protect roses from insect infestation, one of which was known to false positive the chemical weapons test. And inspectors went in, looked at the ruins of this Sudanese factory and said, you know, this is just an aspirin factory. You know, they provide, you know, aspirin, over-the-counter medications, bandages, and stuff like that. So the American taxpayer not only paid for the $1 million of shot cruise missiles to destroy the place, they ultimately wound up paying to rebuild the aspirin factory. And this appears to be more of the same, to try and, we've got to go into Syria, we've got to go into North Korea. They're so desperate for a war to save this Ponzi scheme banking system. And the reason is very simple. We know the Federal Reserve. We know that all private central banks are pyramid schemes. And every time they get into trouble, they kick off a world war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008, U.S. has already invaded more than 10 countries on two different continents, technically under U.S. military doctrine. This is a world war. What they're waiting for is the big bang, where everybody will say, oh, yes, it's a world at war. And the U.S. government can say, the time has come to forget all about Wall Street's crimes and corruption and fraud. It's time to forget about the abuse of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We're at war, and we expect all loyal, patriotic Americans to salute the flag and throw their money at Wall Street and their children onto the designated enemy's bayonets. Because it worked the last two times. I don't think it's going to work this time, because this time the American people understand it is a crock. Netanyahu is over there trying to ramp up the war against Iran. He's saying, if we must, we'll go to war. If we have no choice, we will grasp our swords and go to battle, blah, 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 blah. Of course, Netanyahu does not mean Israel is going to go to war against Iran. What Netanyahu is saying is Israel will attack Iran, then skedaddle back to Israel and then scream at the U.S. government, Iran is attacking us, Iran is attacking us. And the United States government has already committed to protecting Israel against Iran, even if Israel attacked Iran first. It's an open invitation to have more of your sons and daughters in uniform flung onto the bayonets of Israel's designated enemies. Now, that's not to say that the United States does not have its own interests in Iran. They want to get rid of Iran's state central bank. They want to basically make sure that Iran's oil is only for sale on the global market for U.S. dollars. It's that dollarification agenda. And I'm getting a message from the control room. Yes, I did get the, we've already talked about it, the explosions at the Boston Marathon. So Netanyahu's out there screaming about Iran. Meanwhile, we're getting this interesting story where the deputy foreign minister of Israel is screaming about U.S. pressure to find peace with those Palestinians. And says Israel will not be guided by external influences when making key diplomatic decisions. It's no problem. We'll just put a stop payment on those checks. If you don't want to take our advice, don't take our money. Simple solution. Now, over in Russia, the Kremlin is decrying this Magnitsky blacklist and saying it is a blow to U.S. and Russian ties. And have you noticed how ever since Russia took over control of their central bank, all of a sudden they're the bad guys. We've got to demonize them. I'm sure the attitude of the White House is, this is what you get for daring to have state control over your central bank. Who do you think you are, a government? Governments are not allowed to control the bankers. That's the model that we follow in the United States. And look how well it's worked out. Now, over at Business Insider, there was a Robert Johnson who wrote this puff piece saying that even though the detention of these Guantanamo detainees may be morally offensive, they're really being taken very good care of. And so we shouldn't make a big fuss over the morality and legality of their detention, because after all, they're being taken care of better than they would in their hometown. It's one of the most absurd things I have ever said. I think that probably for most people, they would rather be at home with their friends and family and the freedom to choose their own life, even if it is not as comfortable and well taken care of as they are in Guantanamo. Not that we know how they're really being taken care of in Guantanamo, because outside of a couple of carefully staged and scripted presentations for the media, we don't know what's going on in Guantanamo, other than what we're getting from people like Binyam Mohammed, who was tortured in Guantanamo and then released, and from whom we learn that far worse things than waterboarding are being done to some of those people. Meanwhile, Germany, for all of its financial difficulty, may buy weaponized drones from Israel. And again, this is another example of technology developed in the United States. Israel bought it with all of that generous billions of dollars sent to them by the Congress from you. And they buy up the best U.S. companies, move them to Israel, and then say, look, we're a huge success. Still getting the fallout over the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, which went through a final markup in behind closed doors last week. And they're getting ready to set this before the Congress, and they don't want you to know what's going on. And basically, what we can infer from the fact of the secrecy is that all possible privacy protections of the American people have been thrown out. And that government has decided that anything that you do anywhere in the country, online, outside of the paper mail, which is still protected by federal law, is open season. They can grab whatever you want. But of course, when that member of Congress got tape recorded planning a smear campaign against his opponent, and that was made public, oh, we can't have that. Congress people deserve privacy. We're even hearing corporations have rights to privacy. But you, the American people, Your life is an open book. You are to be staked out naked on the ground so that any government agency can come by and peek at you whenever they feel they have the need. Now, speaking of Guantanamo Bay, as you're probably already aware, they're trying to get up to the trial of the gentleman who's accused of masterminding the 1993... This is the guy who's accused of masterminding the bombing of the USS Cole off the coast of Yemen in 2000. And I have always held that the bombing of the USS Cole frankly looked like a repeat of the attack on the USS Liberty, done by Israel to blame a third party, to poison political relations between the U.S. and that party. And the trial of the guy who's accused of being the mastermind was supposed to be coming up. All of a sudden, apparently, the legal files for the defense, which were required to be on government computers, have disappeared. Golly gee shuckies, must have been that darn Vista again. And the lawyers for the defense have come out and basically said that their emails are being monitored. Supposedly private emails, confidential communication, has gone to other sources. Now the Pentagon is saying, oh, it was just an accident. Your private emails weren't supposed to go to the prosecution. It's a system goof, really. It's just a system goof. Now, obviously, something about the USS Cole is being covered up, something that they don't want to be made, you could call it, public in this military tribunal, because everything in the military tribunal is automatically censored. They've got the magic button on that microphone that cuts off the audio feed, and the judge was supposed to have one. Now they found out some unknown party has one. But as far as I can see, the most likely possibility, and I said this back when the Cole was attacked, is this was another Israeli false flag operation, like the attack on the USS Liberty, like the Levon affair, like 9/11 itself. And they're trying to create the case that this dangerous Arab Muslim was behind it all. And the prosecution is realizing they don't have a case, so now they're having to cheat. Destroy the defense's legal files, peek in their emails. That's not the actions of a government or a prosecution that is confident they've got a solid case. All right, looking back here, of course, the corporate media is going to be spending all day on these two explosions of the Boston Marathon. They've apparently evacuated the Lenox Hotel. They're saying there may be a bomb there. Another possible bomb at the Mandarin Hotel. They're ramping this up. They're milking this for all it's worth. And the only question I have is, who's going to get framed for this? This reeks of false flag. Oh, remember, Americans, there's a terror threat. You should put up with Department of Homeland Security and you should put up with TSA because there's a domestic terror threat. The only domestic terror threat is the FBI and the COINTELPRO boys. You want to end terrorism? I know how to stop terrorism in its tracks. Stop screwing around with other people's countries. And the terrorists will go home, assuming there are any real terrorists. And I don't think there are. I think they're all fake, and I'll tell you why. If you are attempting to bring about a change, you need the support of public opinion. Acts of terror are contrary to that social political intent, that agenda. When Thomas Jefferson and George Washington wanted to kick the British government out of the colonies, they didn't go around to colonial schoolhouses and blow up little children. They didn't burn down churches. They needed that public support. Now, whoever's going to get framed for this Boston Marathon is going to be demonized for it. So why would a genuine group wanting to seek political change in this country do something like that, that would so undermine the possibility of public support for their agenda? And the answer is they wouldn't. These terror attacks are carried out by a third party to frame on someone to destroy public support. Whether it's Israel staging the hijacking that led to the raid on Entebbe, which British intelligence said, yeah, it was an Israeli operation all along, or the Levon affair, or any of these things, whatever happened in Boston, it's not what the official story is going to tell you it is. We will be right back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're looking at these explosions in the Boston Marathon. Boston Police Department is reporting three people dead. from the explosions. Somebody got one of the explosions on video, and I've got it up there on YouTube, but I'm looking at this, and remember what I said before about how it didn't look like it was all that energetic? It looks more like a deflagration rather than detonation. It's a very rapid combustion, but it's not a high velocity. It's not even looking like a low velocity explosive. In fact, I've seen something like this once before. And it was when an underground oil-cooled electrical transformer exploded. And it shot fire and white smoke into the air, just like this. And I just had somebody who wrote in and said that the electrical grid in this part of Boston actually had some explosions last year from transformers shorting out. So we'll see where this is going to go. But as bombs, they lack credibility. They're not that energetic. Yes, three people dead, six injured. But when you look at the crowd that was there, it's not very effective. And looking at the video, there's a little bit of smoke first, then there's an explosion, and then more fire and smoke continues to come up. So it's, I don't know, it's starting to feel like less like a bomb and maybe like an industrial accident. So we'll see what's going on, and I'm sure already they're saying, how can we use this to push the war? How can we blame Iran for it? How can we blame Syria? How can we push the terror agenda? Because truth and facts are just not a concern in the government propaganda and corporate media anymore. Now, getting over to Pennsylvania. As you're probably aware, the oil companies are trying to keep a lid on this Arkansas oil disaster because of its potential to create a negative public climate with regard to the Keystone oil pipeline and the various fracking operations that are going on to extract oil from depleted wells, sometimes at the cost of poisoning the local water supply, and in the most extreme case, triggering seismic events. And a judge in Pennsylvania has issued a decision saying that corporations do not, in fact, have a right to privacy. These corporations are trying to say, well, we're persons. We have a right to the First Amendment. We have a right to this. We have a right to that. And they're very selective because no corporation is claiming emancipation under the 13th Amendment. But they were trying to say, we have a right to privacy. And we've seen this other places as well, where these Wall Street financial firms are trying to claim that their fraudulent practices represent proprietary business secrets not to be allowed out there in public. And this judge just struck it down. If you're a public corporation, if you're any corporation, you don't have a right to privacy. And especially when you have this CISPA out there with the attitude that American citizens, legal American citizens, have no right to privacy whatsoever, the same has to apply to corporations. Because the last thing we want to do is elevate corporations over people. Because that, too, is fascism. We'll be right back.